This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I'm Tim Brown, editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'm filling in for Bradley today, and for our Muslim listeners, the infidel that Allah warned you about, the one that holds to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. I'm live here from the springtime, but yet kind of cool outside bunker in the U.S. occupied state of South Carolina. We've had some strange weather here with some thunderstorms, which has been nice for sleeping in the evening, but not very good for doing much else, trying to do some work here at the house and not being able to accomplish much of that. But for this hour, if you'd like to call in at any time, the phone lines are accessible at 1-866-582-9933. Please stick to the topic. We're going to be talking about what's going on here with war propaganda, Syria, North Korea, and tying into that Islam, because at least with the Syrian issue, Islam is there. And don't think this is just going to be politics as usual, because I was on the phone with Bradley just before the radio show and sharing a discussion I had with a young man, actually a couple of young men, this morning concerning the topic of Islam, which has some ties there to what we're facing in Syria. And so we're going to try to bring everything together. If I don't accomplish that, then forgive me, but I'm going to try to tie some of those things together, because at the foundation of all of this, whether it is aggression and war or whether it is false gods in our midst, God has something to say about it in His Word, and that is the foundation for which everything should be dealt with. So we're going to look at that in just a little bit. If you want to find us online, sonsoflibertyradio.com and also sonsoflibertymedia.com. And you can follow us on Facebook at Sons of Liberty Radio and Sons of Liberty Media. And if you want to pick up Bradley on Facebook, it's B-R-A-D-L-E-E, Dean, Bradley Dean on Facebook, and Bradley Dean 1 on Twitter. All the formalities are out of the way. Let's head over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, and then we're going to pick up a discussion about what's taking place in our country right now, because I'm sure many of you were thinking, like I was, at the words of Donald Trump when he ran for president, and that was, he wanted to keep, you know, this foreign policy that's been going on for years where we're just sticking our nose in everybody's business. You know, in the issue in Syria, he wanted to let Russia handle that. Why not? That was a good, that was actually a good point. Let them do it. Why are we sending our sons and daughters over there? This is not a thing that threatens the U.S. And sure, there have been images coming out and things of that nature with chemical attacks, and they always want to bring the children on. They don't care apparently about the adults, but they want to bring the children on. And look, my heart goes out to those people. But the fact of the matter is, none of us can verify any of that, to be honest. And I'm going to get to some of that in a minute when I reference some of Representative Thomas Massie from Kentucky, some of his comments on CNN. You have to see the video and watch this talking head piece of eye candy lady on CNN who is just baffled that he will not kowtow to her emotionalism regarding the children that have been attacked in Syria. And, you know, it's not that Representative Massie is without a heart. It's the issue of, here's what the law is, and we've got to verify things. We can't just go, you know, bombing places and showing aggression in things that we can't even verify, and then we're going to pin the tail on the donkey of the wrong person when we already know from the past who's really behind these things. So hang on to your seat for that. But over at sonsoflibertymedia.com, just a couple of things. Yesterday, Stephen Bannon was removed as National Security Advisor. Now, he's still an advisor to the president, no doubt about that. But, you know, he was sent as a check, is what the sources are saying, excuse me, to Mr. Flynn, who resigned earlier this month over these allegations of Russian, you know, collusion and all this stuff, which I question whether there's any of that. There's no evidence that's really been shown to us of that. And I think Democrats are losing their mind over that. But that doesn't mean Republicans are just right, naturally. But obviously the Democrats are losing their mind over there. They've latched on to that. They're making a story out of a non-story, as far as I can see, because there's no evidence. When they are ignoring the fact of actual wiretaps, which are an issue within the Constitution, Fourth Amendment. You have to have warrants. These FISA courts, in my opinion, are unconstitutional. and not only that, but then you get into the fact that the NSA, I mean, Judge Napolitano has told us that the NSA is basically recording all of our phone conversations, all of our emails, all of our interaction that goes out on the web and all of this stuff. To me, it seems pretty clear that's a violation of the Fourth Amendment. They don't have warrants to just take in everybody's information and store it. He said, well, they're not using it for criminal activities. The fact of the matter is they have no business. That is a seizing of your property. And then they seize it so that they can search it later if they want to do that. Okay? It's a violation of the Fourth Amendment. Look, a child can understand that. And just so you understand, Congress is not allowed to write laws that undermine the law of the land, which is the Constitution. They're not allowed, and the Second Amendment says it shall not be infringed. They're not allowed to write what guns you can and cannot have, what guns are banned and which aren't, or make you go in a database, or have a registry, or even have a background check. I could go off on that for a while because we wouldn't need background checks if they actually administered justice to those to whom it's due. If you got a murderer, you put him down. You don't seek to take away his rights. You don't hold my property to upkeep him for the rest of his life. You deal with him justly, and that is life for a life. Not imprisonment for life, but you do those things. I don't want to get off the subject. I want to cover a couple of things, and then we're going to enter this other in the next segment. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And by the way, the Stephen Bannon thing will play into the Syria part here in the next segment. Anti-theist attacks and rapes a woman in a Christian bookstore, and while he's assaulting her, he goes, "Where is your Jesus now?" Well, Jesus is still on the throne, sir. This guy has a long criminal history of assaulting women, including a 13-year-old girl, and nobody put him down. They should have put him down a long time ago. All right, if justice was administered to this young man, but it's Australia, and they're not administering justice there. So this young man did that, and now another woman has been assaulted. I think it's 7 total for him. We're talking nuclear war here, possibilities, that with North Korea, and also here with Syria. Stay on the other side. We're going to talk a little bit about the Constitution and declarations of war. Hang on.
Aquanetics H2O has developed the most effective water purification system on the planet, period. The Solar Hydro is what it's called. The Solar Hydro is a solar backpack system that will take most any contaminated fresh water and cleanse it to a 99.9% purity. That's eradicating bacteria and viruses while safely removing harmful chemicals and toxins. It will even purify water from stagnant ponds. So secure your family's water supply, because you can't drink guns, you can't drink gold, and you surely can't drink ammo. Aquanetics H2O. Contact Alan at 325 325- 320-400-4343. Again, contact Alan at 325-200-4343 or visit them at aquaneticsh2o.com. Again, that's aquaneticsh2o.com.
Did you know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. We're going to talk a little bit about the Constitution, the Bible, war, declarations of war, and hopefully snag in some Islam in the midst of that, because at least one of these issues does come down to that. A couple of things just quickly. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com is the United States about to bomb North Korea. The White House says the clock has now run out. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Donald Trump has just committed the United States to a disastrous war in Syria. And now that Trump's red line has been crossed, will he turn Damascus into a ruinous heap? Well, all of that still remains to be seen, but some of this comes right here while Steve Bannon is being pulled off and Mr. McMaster is fulfilling that role there, who has told us that we shouldn't reference these people as Islamic jihadists. The neocon and the media version of that is radical Islamists. They're not radical. They're just devout people. They believe something. They have that in their mind and their heart, and that's what they go do. Okay? A Christian who obeys the Word of God and has it in his mind and his heart is not radical. He's just devout in wanting to be true to what he claimed he believes. Same thing is true with these guys. If they're cutting off heads, if they're enforcing Sharia law, if they're playing kangaroo courts, if they're doing all the stuff, if they're engaged in pedophilia, all of that stuff is a part of Islam. Okay? Has nothing to do with the race, has nothing to do with a specific culture. It has to do with an ideology. Okay? Ideology, that is a frame of mind. And again, we're told in the New Testament that we're to renew our minds as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. So Christianity is an ideology as well. And as you think, therefore you live. So that's what we're talking about. We're not talking about racism. In fact, the conversation I got into this morning, the one guy seemed to be accusing me of being a white nationalist. I don't even know where that came from. And this was based off of the article I wrote on a French presidential candidate, Marine Le Pen, who said she was going to bring Islamists fundamentalists to their knees. But the problem for Marine is the same problem that a lot of a lot of libertarians in America have, and that is, you don't have a superior gospel. You're relying on founders, or you're relying on Ron Paul. Look, I like Ron Paul. I like a lot of the things the founders say. I have much in common with libertarians on how they see a limited government, even some laws. But my bumpers are the law of God. And that's the difference. That's the distinction. Otherwise, when you get into libertarian, it is practical Satanism. I mean, if it's without the law of God, if the law of God is not the boundaries for which your liberty is in, then you run amok into doing whatever's right in your own eyes. With that said, now the talks are going into Syria. In fact, many reports have already told us that we have troops on the ground in Syria. Okay? We have troops on the ground in Syria. And that's not surprising. That's not surprising at all. In fact, one of the things that I want to reference here in just a little bit is, you know, sending troops into war, starting a war, starting bombings, and this, that, and the other. I said it with Obama. I'm going to say it with Donald Trump. If you're mad about that, be consistent. Because a lot of you who are listening to me, who may disagree with me, a lot of you took issue with Barack Obama going into Libya, going back into Iraq without any congressional approval. I mean, even going into Iraq first and Afghanistan, yeah, there was Congress who said, yeah, we want to allow military engagement. But the fact of the matter is the Constitution says Congress has to declare war. We haven't had war declared since World War II. We just have not followed the very outline of what we're supposed to be doing there. Okay? So, you've got to see this video. You really do. The title of the article is Representative Thomas Massie on War with Syria. The first casualty of war is the truth. And you've just got to see this interview. Because this lady on CNN, it's like she just has this look of befuddlement in interviewing Representative Massie. Because she is appealing to his emotions with the children and the attack in Syria. And trying to get him to side with her about going to war over this issue, okay? And he just will not take the bait. He said, it's terrible. I hate seeing these things and this, that, and the other. But Thomas Massie actually steps back a second. And one of the things that he points out is the Constitution vests all power to declare war in Congress. It's not for the president to do. And you say, well, we have the War Powers Act and this, that, and the other. Well, yeah, we do. But see, here's the thing. The Constitution does not allow for the Congress to give their authority to the president. It just doesn't do that. It doesn't. And so when they did it with Obama, everybody screamed and fussed and lost their mind. Now that the jersey's been changed on your political guy, everybody wants to get behind it. So, yeah, Trump's the guy to do that. Now, look, there have been some things I've, you know, said, yep, Trump is keeping his promise there. It's fine on a couple of things he's done. The health care bill was a disaster, and he pushed it. And if you people think that he doesn't wear that, he does. And the fact he attacked the Freedom Caucus over that issue tells you where his ideology is on that issue. He even said himself he's a liberal on the health care issue, and he wants to push for universal health care. So that was an issue for him. And a point that I made to a friend of mine was we need representatives and a president, not who are necessarily good businessmen or are affluent in society. We need them to know the Constitution. That way they can say, you know what, we really shouldn't even be talking about this because we have no authority to do anything about this. That's what we should have. Thomas Massie's one of those guys. Ron Paul was one of those guys. I think Justin Amash is one of those guys. There are a handful of men in D.C. who actually say, we have no business being dealing with this at all. But on the issue of war, Congress does have a say-so in that, according to the Constitution. But one of the things he brought up was, you know, he even questioned whether this attack really happened. And you say, how could he? We've seen the images. We've seen the video. Okay, go to the article on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Okay? Just do me a favor, go there. When you get there, you will see the interview. Down below it, you will also see where fake news outlet, we demonstrate their fake news. Anderson Cooper is interviewing this guy, Danny, who's supposedly in Syria. You can see it's being staged. They cut off all the gunfire, the light show, everything. He's on the phone. He says he's going to call in, and then we'll kick this on. And sure enough, as soon as he calls in, they kick that on. They got the video feed and everything. They're faking it. If that's not enough to convince you, you scroll down to the next video in which CNN is faking a newscast on a stage as though they're right there in the place, and then the camera pans back, and they're staging it. You know, look, I'm fine with quoting CNN when they reference sources and I can verify all those things. I don't have a problem with that, okay? But the fact of the matter is, I think Thomas Massie is right to ask, are we being given propaganda to draw us into a war? And an unconstitutional one at that. Especially one in which it's not to defend us. It's not for national defense. It really isn't. In fact, many arguments could be made about a gas line. Funny thing is that this benefits Saudi Arabia. And as you know, all of the hijackers, alleged hijackers from 9/11, were from Saudi Arabia. Did we do anything to Saudi Arabia? Nope, we didn't invade them, didn't put sanctions on them, didn't do anything to them. They were our best buddies. In fact, George W. Bush got out Osama bin Laden's family the day it happened. Got him out of the country. So stop and think about what's going on there, okay? In fact, Massie said this, it's hard to know exactly what's happening in Syria right now. I'd like to know specifically how that release of chemical gas, if it did occur, and it does look like it did, how that occurred. Because frankly, I don't think Assad would have done that. It does not serve his interest to draw us into that civil war even further. And I agree with him. It doesn't serve his interest to do that. To bring these things in. Now, granted, Trump can't know everything. He's a man. He's not God. Okay. Despite how some Americans treat him, they treat him as though he's God. He's going to wave his finger and everything's just going to be fixed. He's not a God. He's a man. My goodness, he's 70 years old. He's going to be pushing eternity soon. So think about that. But he has advisors who give him information, just like George W. Bush did concerning WMDs in Iraq. Think about that. Think about that. On the other side of the break, we'll pick this up and we'll talk more on the war in Syria. Stay with us.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. I've got a caller, Ponit from Illinois. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hi.
Hi.
Julie. I have a question regarding hypertension. I'm currently taking some of your products.
I think you're on the wrong show. This is the Sons of Liberty.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Okay. Sometimes that happens. I'm not sure exactly what's going on there. Anyway, back to what we were talking about. Representative Thomas Massie, in this interview on CNN, he's being pressed by the talking head there, and he says, you've got a war going on over there. Supposedly the airstrike was on an ammo dump, and so I don't know if it was released, these chemicals that were released on the ammo dump, because there was gas stored in the ammo dump or not. That's plausible, and it certainly is. I'm not saying that's what I think happened. I don't think it would have served Assad's purposes to do a chemical attack on his people. It's hard for me to understand why he would do that if he did. And I tend to agree with his assessment of that, saying it is plausible. But why would he do that on his people? Now, look, before America takes the high moral ground, if you will, we are engaged in a Holocaust of murdering, dismembering, burning alive, beheading the most innocent among us in the womb and out of the womb as we are learning. Okay? 60 million. Why won't CNN put that on TV and start asking the people that claim they're pro-choice to murder their babies? That's what they should be called. Not pro-choice, but pro-choice to murder the baby. Why are they not questioning them about that? Why are they not taking the silent scream and showing that and then asking those people who claim they're pro-choice to murder their babies? what they think about that and what should be done to those people. Don't get me wrong. Donald Trump was right when they asked him about what should be done to the mother, what should be done to the doctor. And he says there ought to be a punishment. There's a baby dying. I understand he's been pro-choice, but he was right when he said it. And you know what? Supposed pro-choice people, professing Christians, blasted him over that, saying the mother's the victim in this. Are you kidding me? No, she's not. She's the perpetrator. She is the one who pays the hitman to off her own kid. Okay? Let's just be frank about it and simple. That's what it is. Why won't they do that with this? But they'll bring in images that we can't even verify. I mean, I can't go over to Syria and verify whether this stuff happened. We're hearing a story here. Okay? Again, not denying that it's happening. I'm just saying I can't verify it. I can't go over there and tell you if it's true or not. It's definitely not a threat to us here in the United States. And it is bad and it's awful, yes. But as soon as you point the finger at Assad, when our own government, you know, if we went against our government, do you think our government would back off from using everything they have in their arsenal against us? Do you think so? Because we know they're corrupt. I'm not advocating we go up there and do anything. I'm just saying, if the people went up there in mass, in millions of people to protest, just to protest, millions, I'm not talking about a couple hundred thousand and stuff. I'm talking about and not leave. Do you think our government wouldn't do the same thing? You can bet they will, because we've got just as corrupt leaders in D.C. as they do in Syria. Okay? But keep your nose out of their business. Massey said if we launch strikes, we could make things worse. And then he warned this. The first casualty of war is the truth. Why? Because once you start engaging in war, you're taking lives. Okay? Now, I'm all for a just war. I'm all for that. But you're taking lives, and you better know what you're doing when you engage in war. You better know for a fact that when you go to war, there's reason to support that war, and that you're doing it lawfully under our Constitution. And he says it's hard to know what's going on. Donald Trump has blamed Barack Hussein Obama, Satoru Sabarka for the attack. And Massey says, you know what? That guy's gone. We're here now. It's ours to deal with. And the question is, are we going to fall for the same thing he fell for? Or are we going to stay within the confines of the Constitution? Now, Trump has said it's an affront to humanity, the attacks, and it crosses many, many lines. But he's argued that he's against toppling Assad. Okay? That was one of the things I did like, one of the statements I did like in his you know, run for the presidency was, it seemed like at least what he said, his foreign policy would be somewhat different. Okay? But he has a lot of neocons. He has a lot of war hawks there in his cabinet and in his administration. And you have to be wary of that. Then there's John McCain who joins in on this, and he says, Bashar Assad and his friends, the Russians, take note of what Americans say. I'm sure they took note of what our Secretary of State said just the other day, that the Syrian people would be determining their own future themselves. One of the more incredible statements I've ever heard. Now, this is from John McCain. Okay? John McCain, who voted to arm, train, fund, quote-unquote, Syrian rebels, who ended up becoming the Islamic State that he speaks out against now. But he was the guy who funded and armed and trained those rascals. Right? And yes, they are devout Islamists. They are following their leader, Muhammad. They are following him. And I have talked to men who are veterans from our military forces who go over to Kurdistan, and they go and help the Peshmerga there. They're winning people to Christ through the gospel. They're seeing miracles, and they're seeing these things. And he told me, the guy I spoke with in an interview over several articles, he told me, he said, Tim, he said, the people who are devout to the Quran are the people who get into the Quran, and they read it, and they know what it says. And they become the Islamic State. Those are the people. He said the people who are ignorant of the Quran, they're Muslim in name only. They've been born into a Muslim family. They don't know anything. And I agree with that. I tend to completely agree with that. But people who get in the Quran, people who get in the Hadith, and they read the stuff, and we don't know. We just don't know who is what there. And as God warned us, when you allow, for in our country, when you allow false gods in the gates, there's going to be war. There just is. You've got ideologies and worldviews clashing. You've got law that's clashing. And it's amazing to watch these people try to govern apart from the law of God. It's amazing to watch and see what they come up with. And so, Representative Massey has said, look, the Constitution invests power to declare war with Congress, not the president. Everybody understands the War Powers Act is the fact that, you know, if we're under attack, let's say the Capitol building got, you know, there was an attack there. Many of our congressmen were killed or it was destroyed. We're not going to sit around and wait on Congress to make a declaration of war. We understand that is a direct attack. Something has to happen immediately. I don't think anybody would fuss at the president for calling up military, militia, whatever, to deal with that. I don't think anybody would have a problem. I certainly wouldn't. That's not a problem. But we're talking about a declaration of war. We're going into a country knowing we're going to go in there. All kinds of situations that are happening. And, you know, look, Representative Massey in 2013 said, the missile strikes against Syria were an act of war, and only Congress can declare that war. Something they haven't done since World War II. In fact, he believed that so much, he was going to be on board with the impeachment of Donald Trump earlier this year in a pledge. If Trump started any new wars without following the U.S. Constitution's requirement to seek a congressional declaration of war. Jeff Sessions took on former Defense Secretary Leon Panetta over that issue when they went into Libya, and he kept talking about the Constitution, and Leon Panetta said, well, we have an international consensus. Walter Jones came up after that and said, we need to impeach Obama if he goes and starts another war somewhere. And they didn't do it. But Congressman Massey is standing his ground, and I'm glad to hear that. On the line, we've got Tom from Baltimore. Tom, welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
What you're talking about is so very important. It's worth repeating over and over again because I don't think people realize just how much in jeopardy we are as a nation and as a people when we're engaging in activities that we're taking others' word for. There's an old saying, I can't recall it, it's in Latin, avolius. Anyway, it means take no man's word for it. And it slips my mind at the moment, but it's a good thing to keep in mind, especially in this day and age when we've been shown so many times that this government of ours, which is not ours, that's an oxymoron actually, it should be ours, but I believe that it's been overtaken and it has lied to us over and over and over again. And when it comes to putting our people in jeopardy and killing other people, we have to realize at this point, I thought, and I'm an older guy, I thought after Vietnam we wouldn't see that kind of nonsense anymore. But as you saw, it was a couple decades, and I think people forgot and were lulled into believing what others told them and into murdering people without just cause. I think if you're going to kill someone, it should be personal, and you should know why you're doing it, and it should be for a just cause. As odd as that might sound to some people, we're not forbidden in the Bible to do that if it's to protect godly people and for a just reason.
No, you're right, Tom, and we're headed up against a break. Thank you for your call. On the other side of the break, I'll address some of that Tom brought out, and if you'll hang on, we'll do that right after these messages.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Joseph Farah, the founder and CEO of WND.com, WorldNet Daily as it's known in some quarters, the nation's largest independent news source. I am just so pleased to be working with Bradley Dean in a number of ways, getting more familiar with their program and their ministry every single day, and I'm excited about their outreach to young people across this country, which is one of the most important mission fields anybody could ever find.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty final segment. What Tom was talking about before the break, I wholeheartedly agree with. Even within the law of God, when there was punishments to be exacted, there were to be two or three witnesses to confirm the matter. That's carried over into the New Testament. Read the book of Hebrews. The law works that way. You don't just have a guy saying, this is what I've said before what takes place when we see in Islam, even when they take a practicing or alleged sodomites, let me put it that way. There's no proof given. There's no witnesses given. They just take these guys and throw them off the roof. They may be or may not be guilty, but they don't follow a biblical precedent of two or three witnesses in the matter. You see some of these guys go out in the street and they'll immediately execute somebody, cut their head off, pull out a gun, shoot them right in the street, make a declaration they're guilty of something and do it. That is not biblical law. Sorry, if you're a person out there and you say you're a Christian Taliban, you don't know what you're talking about. And you, if you claim to be a Christian, you certainly don't know what the Bible says about those things. The Bible was the foundation of all of the state's laws prior to the Constitution. You need to understand that. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. By the way, I'm filling in for Bradley. If you're looking for Bradley, I'm filling in for him. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Look up founders. Sodomy. Put that in the search box there. I wrote an article on that where we have people like George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, even stating how they dealt with alleged sodomy or attempted sodomy and how they would deal with those who engaged in actual sodomy. Okay? Those guys. And then read the state laws that came before them, and many of those laws reference Leviticus in the law itself. For instance, New York, of all places, liberal capital of the world today, referenced Leviticus, and they actually imposed the death penalty over that. Why? Because that's what God said was a just punishment. And again, we deal with all of these kinds of things, but life is precious. For those of us who are pro-life, it is precious. So precious that we don't believe in these laws that come along and say, well, you can't murder the baby if it's after 20 weeks. We believe you shouldn't be allowed to murder the baby without consequences any time. Knowingly doing that any time. So, I kind of get off the thing there, but Tom's making a good point. That applies in war, too. We need to know for sure what's going on, first. Second, ask whether or not we're in a position that we need to be dealing with that anyway when we have our own immorality going on in our own backyard that we need to clean up. And we don't need to be sending our sons and daughters over there to fight in a war that the people of that country won't even stand up against. And I think it's being done by Islamic jihadists, to be honest with you. Look at what happened in Libya. Who took over there? Islamic jihadists. What happened in Afghanistan? Who's taken over there? Taliban's still in, alive and kicking, aren't they? Stronger than ever, according to the reports. What about Iraq? Oh, Islamic State's taken over there. Uh-huh. You say, well, that's all because Obama did this. Well, that may be partly true. But the fact of the matter is we shouldn't have been sticking our nose there in the first place, right? We just shouldn't have been doing that. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 11 of the United States Constitution says that Congress shall have power to declare war, grant letters of marque and reprisal, and make rules concerning captures on land and water. I want to give you a couple of things. That is part of their enumerated powers, by the way. The president does not have those. He has about four things. His is pretty simple. You're going to execute the laws that Congress writes that are limited by the Constitution. So if they're outside of that scope, the president's basically to say, this is unconstitutional. I'm not going to deal with this. Okay? And you say, well, he doesn't have the right to do that. Supreme Court said this. Read the history, folks. Supreme Court is supposed to be the weakest link in everything. Everybody thinks the Supreme Court is this god that we bow down to because they say so. They're not. They have certain limitations too. And our founders said they were supposed to be the weakest link, but somehow our education system has twisted that and our media has went right along with it and twisted it so that everybody's on edge every time the Supreme Court wants to rule on something. And frankly, the states need to start standing up and say, that's unconstitutional, and we're going to ignore you because you just have an opinion. But you're unconstitutional. We're not going to follow that. Enforce your stuff. Okay? And let's start being men about this. Say what you want to about the war of northern aggression. Those people in the South were at least man enough to stand up and say, we're not going to bow down to you. And they knew Lincoln was usurping the Constitution. We can talk about slavery and all that other issue. The issue for them was, even though some people said it was the issue of slavery, the issue was he was going to usurp the Constitution. Plain and simple. Okay? At least they were man enough to stand up. But I want to tell you something about some of these issues with war and it coming from the executive branch. And we saw it with Obama. Now, at least, you know, I can say Bush at least waited on Congress to sort of give some military authorization kind of deal. With Obama, you know, it was basically, I'm going to go and I may ask you later or not, or it doesn't even matter. In fact, if you watch that video from Leon Panetta, when Jeff Sessions is grilling him over that, Jeff keeps calling him back to the Constitution, you have to come to Congress over this issue. And he goes, no, we're looking for international consensus. That's all that really matters here. We may come to Congress, we may not. And just right in their face. He should have been arrested as a traitor, if you ask me, right there. Here's what Thomas Jefferson said. As the executive cannot decide the question of war on the affirmative side, neither ought it to do so on the negative side by preventing the competent body from deliberating on the question. He's talking about Congress. So Congress needs to have open sessions in which We're seeing what's going on. We're hearing, not behind closed doors, we're a free society. We ought to be able to look at this as a people to determine whether or not we're going to back our representatives or not. This is not something that should be done in a back room. James Madison said the executive has no right, no right. There's the guy who wrote the Constitution. He knows what he wrote, right? The executive has no right in any case to decide the question whether there is or is not cause for declaring war. That's the writer of the Constitution. He just smacked down every president who thinks they have the right to go to war with America's sons and daughters on their own. Okay? Now, you say, how does this tie into Islam? Well, Syria has some issues with Islam. We've seen the Islamic State grow out of that. But I think because of time restraints, what I'm going to do is just make a point back to our authority, which is supposed to be the Bible. I mean, that's what it's supposed to be. Above and beyond the Constitution. Because look, folks, I talked with a friend of mine. He said, well, don't you think the Constitution is inspired by God? And I said, no. I mean, the Bible is inspired, no doubt about it. Every word, every single word. Peter tells us holy men were moved by the Holy Spirit. I believe every word God wanted to come out came out of the men the way he wanted it to come out to communicate something to us. I don't think that's the case with the Constitution. Doesn't mean it's all wrong. Just saying, I don't think it's inspired of God. If it was inspired of God, it would be without error, and you'd have no need for amendments, which is what some of these people in the conservative movement, and even on the communist and liberal side, want to do. They want to have an Article 5 convention instead of just enforcing the law that's already there. We talked about that last week with Matt Trujillo. But it brings me to a conversation that I had, and I hope I can make this point about what's going on here and tie it together. I had a conversation this morning with several guys in a quote-unquote Liberty Republican group on Facebook. I don't normally get into those. I've shied away from them because oftentimes it generates more heat than it does light, and it's frustrating at times. But anyway, it was on my article concerning Marine Le Pen from France and bringing Islam fundamentalists to their knees. And I was called a Christian barbarian, a white nationalist. I never said anything about any of that because I only believe there's one race. It's the human one. I believe in different cultures, obviously, and ethnicities and things of this nature. But Islam is an ideology. And so I addressed these guys over that, and they wanted me not to talk about religion in their Liberty Republican group. And I said, you have no liberty apart from Christ. Because my authority says, whoever you're submitting yourselves to, you're the slave of. You're either a slave of righteousness or a slave of sin. And that's sin is the breaking of the law. So, real quick, we're running out of time. The point that I was making, and one of these guys was Primitive Baptist, we shouldn't be talking about religion here. Well, wait a minute. Does God say something about government? Does he say something about law? Of course he does. In fact, the whole Old Testament and even the coming of Christ is pointing people back. Quit committing crimes against God. Stop sinning. Start obeying the law. If we can't bring our Christianity into the public square, then what good is it? I'll tell you what it is. Jesus said, it's to be thrown out and trampled among men. You're no longer the salt of the earth. You're something to just be destroyed. That's what it is. So Christians, are you going to man up? Are you going to stand up in this wicked age and do what's right? Think about that for a second. In 23, we'll be back. Bradley will be online then. See ya.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.